Hello everyone, this is Incredible Fencing Podcast. For more information, you can visit my website or subscribe to my YouTube channel or Instagram page. Hello everyone, this is the first episode of Incredible Fencing Podcast. And today I decided to tell you, listeners, or maybe one listener or maybe nobody, but anyway, I'm still gonna do it. I'm gonna tell you the 7 reasons why you should pick fencing as your favorite sport. The sport you are gonna do every week at least, or maybe every day, who knows, or probably every 2 weeks. Anyway, it's gonna be quite consistently. So you got my point. So 7 reasons why you should pick fencing as your kind of sport, as your lifestyle, or maybe do it even professionally, you know. You never know how it's gonna go, yeah. So, all right, let's get to the point. And the reason number one, I think fencing is a great exercise for your body. For your body fitness, and when you do fencing, you literally train almost all parts of your body. I mean, the muscles and the tendons, everything, right? Your stamina, your physical qualities, your agility, and your speed, and your strength as well. And in summary, you're gonna feel very well if you do fencing consistently. It's very exhausting for the first time, but later on, when you train your body, of course, you're gonna enjoy it, and you're gonna feel very well, regardless of your age or your sex. I mean, regardless who are you, you are woman or man, you still can do fencing anytime. There is no late time to start. The best thing is your decision and desire. So make decision, you're gonna do this, and just get it started. So fencing helps you to train your muscles and keep your body in a good shape. So you're gonna spend a lot of calories during fencing, and you're gonna improve your physical abilities, and you're gonna improve your all abilities, I think, because it's a great sport. And usually if you're gonna do fencing, you're gonna spend a lot of calories, I already told that, and your body is gonna adapt to such activity and become more shredded, more trained, and more prepared to any physical activities. So it's gonna be very healthy. So that was reason number one. Fencing is a great exercise for keep yourself in a good shape. And let's move ahead to the reason number two, why I think fencing should be picked as your favorite sport. It's a reason. So fencing makes your brain thinking. So it's not only your body exercise, it's also your brain exercise, right? So some people say that fencing is a physical chess, and there is some good thoughts behind that. Yeah, it's a good point, because during fencing match, or how people usually call it, fencing bout, yeah, you need to make some decisions, which is can be quite similar to a chess match, right? So you need to make some moves, you need to find the right thing to do for the next action during the fencing match. And it's even harder sometimes, because if you play chess, you basically just need to make this decision, but in fencing you need to perform it, make it real, right? So you need to understand your abilities, what you can do, what you can't do, and Depending on your abilities and depending on your opponent, you need to do some action, actually, yeah? So, and this action has to be made in a very short period of time, because fencing is a very fast kind of sport, and you don't have a lot of time to think. So we can compare fencing to blitz chess match, when you have very little of time to make your next move. So during this, like, you're gonna have a lot of such decisions. So you're gonna train your brain to think properly and think fast. So you need to be very intelligent, or you need to improve your intelligence eventually. So anyway, so some people say brain is the biggest muscle. It's not exactly like this, of course. This is some irony about this. But anyway, you can train your brain, and fencing is a good tool to do it, right? So you're gonna create your winning strategy, choosing winning actions, and that's what makes fencing not only physical but also good mental game. Mental, it means brain developing, yeah? So you need to have a good mentality to win the match. So that was reason number two. And moving to reason number three. So fencing prepares you for many challenges in your life. For example, we know that during fencing competitions, sportsmen and fencers need to deal with many stressful situations, such as tight score or being watched by many people, which is quite stressful for somebody, especially if you go to competition for the first time or maybe for second. You need to deal with a lot of new things, and under these circumstances you need to perform well. You don't wanna get lost, right? Everybody wants to win, especially on fencing competitions. So your brain, so your body needs to deal with a lot of stressful things, and that what can prepare you to the some sort of stressful situations in the daily life. And it's actually works very well, because when you're getting through the obstacles on the fencing piste, you can prepare yourself to getting through the obstacles in the real life. So it's kind of good training for your mentality, yeah? So you're gonna be ready to deal with many critical situations in your job, or in your school, in your uni, everywhere you can imagine, yeah? So that is why you're gonna get very calm, you're gonna be very concentrated, so it's gonna be much easier to avoid any distractions in the critical situations in daily life. All right, that was reason number three, and hopefully it's a good reason to start doing fencing. But reason number four is gonna be even better, I guess, because I tried to put all these reasons. They are all important, by the way, yeah, but some of them a little bit less important, but some of them more important. So I put the most important reasons at the end, and we come into the middle. So reason number four, fencing is very fashionable. Yeah, it sounds funny, but anyway, yeah. Usually, fencers wear white uniforms, which is quite cool, especially in the modern times when many fencing manufacturers made very nice, well-suited fencing equipment, and it looks great, and that's what attracts some people to start fencing. So when you do fencing, it looks very great, actually. We've got some movies already. You can watch them on internet. You can just Google in internet fencing movies or movies with fencing and enjoy them. Yeah, so it's very good to see fencing or fencing matches, but some people really want to try fencing in real, yeah, in real life. So that's why if you want to be more fashionable, more aristocratic, we can say aristocratic because fencing used to be aristocratic kind of sport. Some famous people did that before, because before it probably was very expensive to do fencing, because you had to buy your fencing suit, your swords and your mask, and that was quite pricey, I would say. So only those people who could afford it, they did fencing. Yeah, so in this modern time, of course, it can be more affordable for more people. It's still expensive sometimes, but still, I think more people can afford to buy fencing equipment. Yeah, so, but in the past, that was very aristocratic. Only rich people did fencing because they could buy everything. So that was very elite kind of sport. And in modern time, it still keep this spirit of aristocratism. And is it right thing to say aristocratism? Probably, yeah. Anyway, I think everybody can get this point. So if you do fencing, you're gonna be a little bit more fashionable. So that is a good reason. That was reason number 4. And reason number 5. Reason number 5 is traveling. If you do fencing, if you train, sometimes maybe you can decide to go to some competitions, fencing competitions, to some tournaments. Why not? If you practice fencing, why not to go to fencing competition and try to fence with another people from another fencing clubs or from another schools? Yeah, it's a good thing. So, as we know, you can go to competition in your town or city, if there are such things. But sometimes you can go to another city, another province or another region, another country. Depends what you want, yeah? So you can kill 2 birds with 1 stone. So you not only go to competition to fence there, but you also travel and enjoy new city and new country, which is quite a good thing. Yeah, some people get bored and they go to travel because they want to see new countries, yeah, new cultures. They want to try to eat, taste another culture's food. They want to meet new people. Maybe some people take some videos, take some photos. So if you're doing fencing, you can go to fencing competition to another city as well. It's great, isn't it? So, what I was going to say. Of course, yeah, of course, the last year we couldn't travel that much. That's why so many competitions was cancelled because of COVID-19. Yeah, COVID-19 became COVID-20 and still exists in 2021. But hopefully we're gonna deal with that, so we only can hope for the better year this time. Yeah. So anyway, the reason number 5 why you should start fencing is traveling to fencing competition. All right. And reason number 6, this is the second last reason, I think it's very important. You can feel yourself as your favorite actor from some famous movies. So we all watch movies, somebody more, somebody less, but there is many movies with fencing scenes in it, some sword fighting scenes, such as Star Wars. So many people are fans of Star Wars, and for example, Three Musketeers, also a very nice movie. Princess Bride, by the way, recently I made a video on my YouTube channel, Incredible Fencing YouTube channel, you can check it. There was top 10 fencing scenes in movies, so you can check it out and try to watch some of them, and maybe you're gonna enjoy it. Maybe not, but I cannot promise that. But anyway, it's gonna be very interesting, I think, to find out what you like. Yeah, which movies you like. All right, so when you watch fencing in movies, yeah, so some you maybe possibly can think about why I cannot try it in real life. And if you want to try it in real life, you should probably go to some fencing club, try fencing. So you're gonna hold the sword, fencing sword in your hand. And I really hope you're gonna enjoy it and you're gonna like it. You're gonna carry on your fencing trainings. So you're gonna feel yourself like your favorite hero from movies with fencing. Of course, you can ask me, is it painful when you get hit? Is it? I think it's quite painful sometimes, but in this time everybody using protective equipment such as jacket or mask. Yeah, usually you use them both. Yeah, you use also glove, you use special thing, we call it underplastron, yeah? It's a thing which is under your jacket. This is getting you second layer of protection. So if your jacket somehow failed, yeah? So you have another thing which protecting your body. It's called underplastron. So it's quite safe. And also masks. You need to wear a mask when you fence. So it's quite safe and I think you shouldn't worry about that. So it's not that violent. In the 300 years ago, people weren't using anything. So that was quite a dangerous thing. But this time, it's very safe. You just need to follow the rules of safety and everybody's gonna be alright. Alright, good. So, reason number 7, the last reason why you should start doing fencing, it's of course some high level competitions. So if you are doing very well, you are energetic fencer, you are talented, you are hard working, of course you can keep doing that, and you can become member of your region team, maybe even your national team. Who knows, you know, so you never know. Depends of your motivation and inspiration and your time. So if you're gonna dedicate your time, you can get to your national team and go to some world championships, of course. There are many different ages for the world championships. We have a cadet world championship, a junior, and senior. Yeah, there are actually three categories, and also veterans starting from under 40. So it's pretty covering all the ages. So if you get to national team of your country, you can go to world championship. And of course, the greatest competition of all times, it's the Olympic Games, the dream of many fencers. And fencing, by the way, that was one of the 5 sports which were included in every Olympic Games since they was first run in 1896. That was a long time ago. It was in Greece, the first modern Olympic Games. So fencing was included in the very first Olympic Games, which is pretty cool. So if you're doing great, you can try to get there. And if you get there, it's already very good. But if you get medal, it's fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. And Of course, it's not very easy. I would say it's very not easy, but it's possible. You just need to have a dream of Olympic Games so you can become Olympian. And that's pretty great, I think. That's why many fencers keep doing, keep training and keep doing, keep exercising and keep dreaming about Olympic Games, right? So, that was seventh reason why you should start fencing. Okay, hopefully these seven reasons can persuade someone to start fencing. And if you have another thought, maybe you have more reasons, maybe you can send me a message. You can visit my website. It's for now, my website, Incredible Fencing website, is incrediblefencing.blueberry.net. Yeah, so that is my website. I cannot post the direct link in the podcast description, but hopefully you can find it. Or you can visit my YouTube channel, also it's Incredible Fencing channel on YouTube. You can watch, there are several videos, some of them quite exciting, I hope, and I guess. And you can also subscribe to Incredible Fencing Instagram page. I'm gonna be very appreciating that. Alright, what I can say as well is that was the first episode of Incredible Fencing podcast. So if you have any feedback, please try to contact me. My name is Taras. I also fencing coach, and I work in Shanghai. It's in China. So just contact me. Yeah. So hopefully you're gonna stay tuned. Please subscribe for my channel and for this podcast, so you're not gonna miss any other episodes of this podcast. So next episode I'm gonna plan to release during weekend, maybe during Saturday. So hopefully I'm gonna be posting it every week with another topic. So stay tuned, and I think it's time to say bye-bye and have a nice day. You were listening to Incredible Fencing Podcast. For more information, you can subscribe to my YouTube channel, visit my Instagram page or website.